What's up, guys? DJ ESG Season 7, Honest Wedding Advice. And today I'm talking about things you could do at a wedding that are fun and exciting. Stuff that's not tacky. Stuff that just brings a chuckle to people's faces. And some of those things are, in order, create a guest book. Instead of a traditional guest book, provide an alternative, like a Mad Lib style guest book, where guests fill in funny or silly responses. Customize dance moves. Create a fun and easy dance routine for the bridal party or guests to perform during the reception. It could be choreographed, flash mob, or just simple, goofy dance that everybody can join in on. Funny wedding vows. Write funny vows and incorporate inside jokes or humorous anecdotes about your relationship. Just make sure they still express your love and commitment. Photo booth with props. Set up a photo booth with silly props, oversized glasses, funny hats, and mustache on sticks. It's guaranteed to result in some hilarious photos. Surprise entertainment. Arrange for unexpected entertainment during the reception, like a surprise performance by a comedian, magician, or impersonator. Wedding games. Organize wedding themed games like wedding trivia, bride and groom trivia, or scavenger hunt. You can also set up lawn games like cornhole or giant Jenga for outdoor weddings. Customized wedding toppers. Choose wedding cake toppers that reflect your personalities or interests. They could be funny characters, or you and your partner, or figurines representing your favorite hobbies. Theme table names or centerpieces. Get creative with your table names or centerpieces by incorporating funny themes or puns related to your interests or relationship. Use family members if you want. Funny speeches and toasts. Encourage your family and friends to keep their speeches lighthearted and humorous. Just remind them to keep it PG and avoid any potential embarrassing stories. Yeah, right. That never happens. Unexpected first dance. Surprise your guests with a first dance that starts out slow and romantic, but then transitions into a fun and upbeat dance medley. I see it all the time with fathers, daughters, mothers, sons, but I never see it with the bride and the groom. And remember to keep the humor tasteful and appropriate for your audience. And most importantly, make sure everyone feels included and has a great time celebrating your special day. Fireball for everybody. Drunk people everywhere. No, I'm just playing. Keep it tasteful. Definitely keep it tasteful. Sorry about my voice. I had 3 events this weekend and I'm losing it. I'm ESG. It's great advice. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? To a shrink, to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choked with my white and blood, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Yeah.